This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Energized from the March for Our Lives rallies across Texas and the nation, thousands of teens say they're ready to stay active, working for tougher gun laws. The demonstrations were inspired by high school students in Parkland, Florida. Survivors of the Valentine's Day shooting where 17 people died. Here's a look at the Dallas March, capturing voices and views from both sides of the gun debate.
What democracy looks like!
A raucous, energized crowd Saturday swelled into the thousands in front of Dallas City Hall. Children and their parents, teachers and community members, all demanding what they call common sense gun laws, like tougher background checks and an end to high capacity magazines. 11-year-old fifth grader Audrey Ditzler came from Denton.
We always do lockdown drills more frequently than usual. They tell you if anyone comes into the school with a gun to get down, and if they shoot at you, get under the desk.
Audrey says that doesn't make her feel safer. It scares her. She came with her grandfather, Mike Lavelle. He backs the Second Amendment, and he's owned and fired guns.
We have background checks, but we have loopholes that need to be closed. The bump stocks need to be illegal. AR-15s may be okay for hunting and sporting, but magazines with 30, 40, 100 rounds, it turns them into machine guns and nobody needs that.
A little after 1 p.m., the crowd began a half-mile march onto Dallas streets.
1, 2, 3, go!
They were chanting like this, saying the NRA has got to go. Brett Shearer watched from the sidewalk. He was in town for a convention and praised the marchers for their unity, but he disagreed with their message.
You have a lot of people saying, screw the NRA. The NRA has nothing to do with gun violence or guns themselves. The NRA just helps protect the rights. Now, the rights have been there for long before any of these people got here. The rights are there to protect the people. Take away the rights, people have no protection.
Another visitor, Tamaki Corella, born in Japan, backed the marchers.
Why the teacher has to have the gun in the classroom, you know, that's kind of, maybe only America that thinks that way, you know what I mean?
Once back at City Hall, marchers heard speakers like Leonte Dean, who borrowed a famous theme from Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream that our students can walk into schools and not have a fear about getting shot. I have a dream that our community will walk down the streets without having the fear that someone will point a gun to them. I have a dream that our politics will finally realize that if no one else will stand up, these students will stand up.
Marches also took place across the state, from El Paso to Beaumont. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.